I might have to kill somebody tonight. It could be somebody I know. It could be a stranger. It could be somebody who's never battled before. It could be somebody who's a pro at it. It doesn't matter how many punchlines they spit or how nice their flow is, I'll have to kill them. First, I gotta get the call. To get the call, I gotta get the hell out of Mrs. Murray's class. Some multiple choice questions take up most of my laptop, but the clock, though, the clock is everything. According to it, there are 10 minutes until 4:30, and according to Aunt Pooh, who knows somebody, DJ Hype calls between 4:30 and 5:30. I swear, if I miss him, I won't do shit, cause Mrs. Murray has my phone, and Mrs. Murray's not one to play with. I only see the top of her sister locks. The rest of her is hidden behind her Nikki Giovanni book. Occasionally she goes, at some line, the same way my grandma does during a sermon. Poetry's Mrs. Murray's religion. Everyone else cleared out of Midtown School of the Arts almost an hour ago, except for us juniors whose parents or guardians signed us up for ACT prep. It's not guaranteed to get you a 36, but Jay said I better get close since she paid these folks a light bill for this class. Every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, I drag myself into this classroom and hand my phone over to Mrs. Murray. Usually, I'm cool with an entire hour of not knowing what the president tweeted, or getting texts from Sonny and Malik, sometimes about shit the president tweeted. But today, I want to go up to that desk, snatch my phone from the pile, and run out of here. Psst, Brianna, someone whispers. Malik's behind me, and behind him, Sonny mouths, anything yet? I tilt my head with a, how am I supposed to know? I don't have my phone, eyebrow raise. Yeah, that's a lot to expect him to get, but me, Sonny, and Malik have been tight since womb days. Our moms are best friends, and the three of them were pregnant with us at the same time. They call us the Unholy Trinity, because they claim we kicked in their bellies whenever they were together. So, nonverbal communication? Not new. Sonny shrugs with an I don't know, I'm just checking, mixed in with, damn, you ain't gotta catch an attitude. I narrow my eyes at his little light-skinned hobbit looking behind. He's got the curly hair and the big ears. I don't have an attitude, you asked a dumb question. I turn around. Mrs. Murray eyes us over the top of her book with a little nonverbal communication of her own. I know y'all not talking in my class. Technically, we're not talking. But what I look like telling her that, verbally or nonverbally? 4:27. 3 minutes, and that phone will be in my hand. 4:28. 2 minutes. 4:29. 1. Mrs. Murray closes her book. Time's up. Submit your practice test as is. Shit. The test. For me, as is means not a single question is answered. Thankfully, it's multiple choice. Since there are 4 choices per question, there's a 25% chance that I'll randomly choose the right one. I click answers while everyone else collects their phones. Everyone except Malik. He towers over me as he slips his jean jacket over his hoodie. In the past 2 years, he went from being shorter than me to so tall he has to bend to hug me. His high-top fade makes him even taller.
Damn, Bree, Malik says. Did you do any of the...
Shh! I submit my answers and sling my backpack over my shoulder. I did the test.
Long as you're prepared to take an L, Breezy.
An L on a practice test isn't really an L. I throw my snapback on, pulling the front down enough so it can cover my edges. They're a little jacked at the moment, and will stay jacked until Jay braids my hair. Sonny beat me getting to Mrs. Murray's desk. He goes for my phone like the true ride or die he is, but Mrs. Murray grabs it first. That's okay, Jackson. She uses his real name, which happens to be my last name. His mama named him in honor of my grandparents, her godparents. I need to talk to Brianna for a second.